Hi everyone, this is John. I've not booed for a week or so. So tonight I'm booing about different opinions on social media. I'm currently out at dinner at the Bank restaurant in Westminster. Very nice. Waterfall in the background. You can probably pick the noise of that up. And I'm with Ian Mattingly, for those of you on Twitter, known as FMAT, and Gregor McNeil and Merrick Vivas, a couple of ex-colleagues. And I have with me Gerard Walsh, who used to work with us a couple of years ago. And Gerard is on Twitter, and we've been having a discussion tonight on gaining the different opinions of the group round the table on social media, particularly about Twitter. So, Gerard, nice to see you again. You're looking very striking, very dapper, and as good looking as ever. First off, let's touch on Gregor. What's your opinion on where do you think Gregor is with the whole social media thing?
I think he was somewhat suspicious, but I think he gets it. I think he understands the business potential of it. I think in an audience where you're talking directly to the client, i.e. in a Compass catering situation, they do face off directly to the public. He sees the potential for social media to help that. Imagine somebody at Ascot saying the prawn sandwiches haven't been up to scratch. They can react to that overnight, and they can change that to chicken in the morning. Merrick, I'm not so sure. Cable and wireless, it's a traditional data and telecommunications company. Does he want that instant feedback? Can they do much about it from a product development perspective? Ian and John, I think, get it immediately. Where I come from in the financial services industry now, having left the telecoms industry, we've got regulation and compliance issues to struggle with. And we still work in an environment where physical offline marketing brochures, etc., need to be complied. And how do you do that on a blog? It's almost impossible. John, back to you.
Well, there you go. There's the opinions of Gerard. This might be the most intelligent boo that I've ever done. And not saying that my perception of Gerard in a social environment is completely different from listening to him in a professional environment, but I'm surprised, and I hope you found it entertaining. Not sure we should have mentioned the names of the companies that they all work for, but then again, hey ho, this is social media, it's the web, it's 2.0, and it's free and open access. So I hope you've enjoyed the boo, and as ever, I'll boo you later.
Fair point.